mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Clouded Titles by David Krieger is the book. He's here with us in studio. We're live, ladies and gentlemen. I know we've had folks holding for like an hour. We're going to get through these calls real quick on a host of issues, then take calls specifically on the mortgage fraud and where it's all going. And it's not just in this country, though we're the epicenter. We'll talk about how do they think they'd get away with it, because these big corporate swindlers and the law firms that work for them, they always have a long-term plan, and then they've got something that they're going to make money out of the crisis later on. So we'll ask Dave Krieger about that coming up. Right now, Alex in Chile, thank you for holding down there in South America. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? Your website is just a great clearinghouse for a lot of information, and now that you have the reach through Drudge Report, you're reaching millions and millions of people. And I've heard you complain yourself that you have so much news going on and you try to red link so much, but just as every single new news point comes out, it keeps getting knocked down further and further in the list. And what I was thinking is, and this would be a great opportunity to crowdsource a lot of your dedicated listeners, and that is to add a link to the top of your webpage called Don't Believe Me? ? And on that page, you can have crowdsource listeners put together the different issues that people think that they should just dismiss out of hand as a conspiracy theory, but have links, quick description of what the issue is, and then have links to the official supporting documentation, whether it's the FEMA training manual, whether it's the monkey virus, whether it's, the Nazis using fluoride to dumb down the people.
No, I mean, that's all great, but I mean, I've made films. Anybody can type in, Soviets and then Nazis using fluoride to control crowds. That's like a Pulitzer Prize-winning book, has all that info from Nuremberg. You can type in, any of the issues you just raised, and it's right there already admitted. That's just what's so frustrating about it is this stuff is out there. In fact, what was the first thing you mentioned?
FEMA training manual.
But, I mean, which FEMA training manual? You've got the FEMA camp, re-education camp center stuff. You've got the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. You've got the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. You've got the Army Manual for Re-education Camps. You just type that in, you'll be at army.mil. That's what's so frustrating for me, and I appreciate your call, is that this stuff is so unbelievable. But everybody always says, I heard on Alex Jones, even though we give them the source. I bet you run into this a lot. I still hear people saying, really? They're taking people's houses that have been paid for? I mean, people just don't get that this type of corruption is going on.
Well, it's because the right hand does not know what the left hand is doing. And after you have all of these people that have, literally pledged their property into the system, and the system has taken these notes and converted them into derivatives. I mean, the banks from 2003 to 2008 reportedly made $53 trillion making side bets called credit default swaps. And literally, the sad thing about it is they structured the loans, it appears, to fail. And then they turn around, and I mean, that's where videos like Inside Job, which I know you carry and I know you've seen, came about, that Ferguson created and directed, because of the fact that, you start to see the bigger picture. But then when you see the fact that you have all these intervening assignees, what's to stop them from coming in down the road and saying, hey, didn't we have a piece of this guy's house at one time? I don't think we've ever collected on it. Let's go get it. And then they hire a law firm and boom, we've got.
And what they're going to do is create a big national office that taxes all homeowners to then pay homeowners back, or to pay the assignees. That's like bankrupt healthcare to socialize it, but with corporate groups profiting from it. It's fascism. And that's what I've gotten from all our sources is they plan on bankrupting the free market private property system in this country.
Well, what really, really bothers me is this new PATH Act that's going on right now.
Let's explain that when we come back. And look, I apologize to all the callers. I'm going to have to wipe the board because it's not going to make sense going off into all this. So you guys can call back tomorrow. I'm going to open the phones up right now for people that have specific questions for David Krieger straight ahead at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're in overdrive. I'm Alex Jones, your host, InfoWars.com, while it's still there.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. Dave Krieger's laughing at our Central Texas Command Center line, but it's true. We're here trying to run the media operation against the globalists from little old Austin, Texas, and we are about the best there is, which is pretty darn scary in the final equation, but... they say a lie goes around the world before the truth puts on its shoes, but in the end, the truth will out. Man, during the breaks, you just won a case against these guys. There's a lot of other cases getting won. So there is some still basic law out there, but now they're trying to come in and create something other than mirrors. Before we go to these calls, give people the lay of the land. And some people say, well, I rent. I don't care about a mortgage. This is the entire underpinning of the economic system. So I don't see how they're going to unwind it, how they're going to stop it. But if they don't stop it, it'll destroy everybody. If they do stop it, it'll destroy everybody. I mean, where does this end?
There is no end until they actually shut the entire system down. Elizabeth Warren right now is spearheading an effort to reinstate Glass-Steagall to get the banks out of the securities business completely. So it's just, you know, it's one of those things that, When we look at the bigger picture and you see everything that's going on in Congress right now, and you know about all these laws they pass. Oh, here we go. All right.
For TV viewers, President, I decided to have equal time today, so President Obama will be part of the show with us here. For those who don't know, I am Barack Obama. You can believe me, I will not raise your payroll tax, not your income tax, not one dime. And the health care plan does not have death panels. I love you. I love you. Go ahead, Dave.
Mr. President, I'd like to ask you, Mr. Mock President, whether or not you're going to sign this PATH Act into law if it comes on your desk.
Well, my friend Bill Clinton's going to help me out. Tell folks about the PATH Act.
Well, the PATH Act basically it goes to the what it claims to the very core of the issue. But the if you read in the back pages, and already Professor Adam Levinson, who I know you know, has appeared on panels attacking this and saying that it's, you know, a lame excuse for legislation. But, you know, when you've got Jeb Hensarling from South Texas there, congressman, who is, you know, spearheading this effort and trying to get the banks and everybody in, you bring one or two people in there that, in essence, don't like what they see. The biggest part of the problem is the creation of a national mortgage registry, which all of my people that are writing in and that have read the book seem to think that they're going to codify MERS. Well, the problem is MERS is a privately held corporation. This is a national database maintained by a nonprofit organization. Who's going to control that nonprofit organization? Guess who gets to set it up? The FHFA. You know, Fannie and Freddie's conservator. Just what I need. I feel so safe with a conservator like that.
You know, criticizing banks sounds like racist talk to me. I think we need to get Dave Krieger, MSNBC, racist, racist. You're not behind the Boston bombing, are you?
No, can't say that I am.
I don't do a very good Obama. No. I mean, they're getting so desperate now, being serious. They're coming out and saying it's racist to criticize anything the government does. Have you heard that new thing?
I have. As a matter of fact, it's up on your screen, too, behind you. But the bigger picture is, if this thing passes, people are confused. You know, when you look at a mortgage, people need to understand what mortgages are. Mortgages are something that represents a security interest in their property. Now, the scary part about it is, if you recognize that a national mortgage registry managed by a nonprofit group, nonprofits can be manipulated and their administrative fees altered. They can literally do anything they want. But if you've got a complete database that the federal government has access to of every single mortgage and deed of trust, every single security instrument in America, they know where the property is. They know who owns it at any given moment. At least they think they do. Because the bigger problem with the mortgage electronic registration systems is because of the fact that they jump from the land records into their own database. They've skipped all the intervening assignees out there, all these owners that bought and sold these derivatives on Wall Street. And so, you know, how is the federal government going to keep up with something like that that's been occurring for 13 years running?
So basically, the mismanagement that brings down third world countries is now here.
It looks pretty doggone close.
So is that why they're buying billions of rounds of ammo and setting up secret military bases?
It's hard to say why they're doing that. You know, I mean, we're hearing that either Homeland Security's got it, TSA's got it. We have absolutely no idea what they're going to do with this stuff, whether they're going to take it out and use it on target practice, you know, to perfect their...
Well, the TSA just bought enough for each agent to shoot 9,000-plus rounds a day for a year straight.
And why would the TSA need that much ammunition?
Well, they actually admit they're trying to drop the supply for us.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
I wonder what they've got planned that they actually don't want citizens having guns and ammo. Plus, you failed. We knew this before. We already got plenty of guns and ammo, you idiots. I mean, well, they think they're just going to come round us up. It's going to be like jolly old Stalin again, and you're all just going to be able to rob everything and have your way and kick our teeth in. Ain't going to be that way, you dirty foreign banks, your little commie buddies. Not going to be a cakewalk. And when we finally win the war, you know, you've heard of Nazi hunters. We're going to have globalist hunters.
As long as Americans still have hope and we still fight and we fight the good fight. And remember now, the way the court system is right now, you literally have to be prepared to appeal these things because the district court judges were finding, a lot of them have, derivatives backing their retirement plans. These are the very things that were securitized using the MERS system. And so there's a
But they should know they're never going to get it anyways if they don't fix things now.
This is one of the reasons why we audited the judges in Williamson County, to bring it to their attention. Look, you need to realize what's going on here. Your own titles. Good luck selling this. What happens if years down the road you sell it to a buyer and all of a sudden a bank from your past comes back and forecloses on them? Guess what? When you sign a warranty deed to a new buyer on your house, and it comes before them, and these people come from the back,
you're on the hook.
You're on the hook because it says you warranty to defend the title that you sold to the new buyer. And if there's anything wrong and they get foreclosed on, they're coming back after you. We have cases going on in America just like that right now.
In fact, you just won a case.
Well, we have a case right now where the bank actually settled with the homeowner. The homeowner had to give the house back, but the bank had to give the homeowner money. And the reason that happened was is that the mortgage got recorded before the warranty deed, so the borrower was not lawfully possessed of ownership in the land records. The land records represent constructive notice to the world. We have people right here in Austin, as a matter of fact, that I've done chain of title assessments for, that literally there's no legal description. There's no legal description in the land records that says what they bought. We have sellers conveying to buyers zero. No legal description, no situs address, no commonly known as with their street address anywhere in the warranty deed. And then we've got Fidelity National Financial coming back in 6 years later when Wells Fargo is trying to foreclose and they're trying to insert a corrected warranty deed into the land records. And I've had title attorneys tell me they can't do that, but they're trying. They're going to do everything they can to get away with it. And they're counting on the court system, which I implore the court system. There are some judges now that are actually coming around and starting to look at this. If you live in the five boroughs in New York, they're at least going to give it the time of day. Up there in the five boroughs in the metro, especially in Kings County, with Judge Shack, who I talk about in the book, he's my hero. He literally has defended homeowners when they didn't even show up in court and told the bank, sorry, you haven't proven it up enough. But on the other hand, we've got a majority of the judges, especially if you live in states like Colorado, which right now they're looking at two major law firms for price fixing, and the attorney general's office is actually investigating them. This is the kind of corruption that, you know, we're trying to root out.
This is the kind of corruption, folks, that if we don't turn this around, historically will bring everything down. I mean, all you people that want to go along with this and think you're part of the establishment, this is country-ending type garbage, okay? Go, because that's what the rope-a-dope scammers do. Like with Too Big to Fail, all this. They keep you going, but they never even try to fix it during the Too Big to Fail agreement. They just start scamming even faster. Like, you know, derivatives are up from what they were just 5 years ago. They've only intensified all this.
Correct. But, you know, and I want to allude to something you said earlier, Alex. You were talking about renters. Renters sit by and say, well, that doesn't affect us. Well, excuse me, but they securitize commercial paper, too. The commercial paper has been securitized on Wall Street, and literally the same thing could happen to your apartment complex, and the bank could come in and kick everyone out and put everyone on the street because with all the money that you paid the landlord, it went in the landlord's pocket. It did not go to the mortgage payment. And all they have to do is get in a jam where they have a medical emergency or something where they need that money, and they take that money and they don't pay the mortgage payment, and that whole apartment complex is going to get vacated.
But I can't believe how the public always thinks about themselves. Like, well, I don't have stock in coal plants, so what if they shut them down? You're getting the power from it. When they shut things down and get rid of due process, it affects everything. I mean, if this continues and they continue taking houses that aren't theirs and doing this, I mean, what's it going to do to the economy?
Oh, I know. And in Florida, they just passed HB 87, which basically was, you know, something concocted by a realtor who's a state rep. And what they basically are alluding to here is all the foreclosure defense attorneys are rallying in the state saying, hey, this is denial of due process. You are going to allow a non-judge, an unelected state judge, an attorney who is a non-judge to get on the stand and sit there and help clear the docket. In the next 3 years, Florida is going to have 1 million, over a million foreclosures backlogged into the system, which is 300,000.
So they're creating a kangaroo court.
Literally, they're creating a court that basically says, well, I think, you know, the bank owns it. We got judges that say, well, if the bank didn't own it, they wouldn't have filed a foreclosure suit. So we're giving it to the bank. Thank you very much.
Man, it is so crazy.
Why would the bank lie? Well, you know, read Glaske versus Bank of America, folks. Dial it up, G-L-A-S-K-I. This is what we've been saying in clouded titles. Came out in Glaske versus Bank of America, where all of these derivatives that were securitized on Wall Street in these trusts, well, the trust came after, you know, Bank of America is representing the trust. And the judge ruled, you know, against the homeowner, went to appellate court, which is why I said you have to be prepared to appeal your case. You know, you can't just sit there idly by and think just because you got beat in the state courts or in the federal court doesn't mean that you're not going to win an appeal, because this is how Glaske actually occurred in the state court. What actually ends up happening with Glaske is they're saying that the trust, the way the note was conveyed into the trust pool, who claims to own your loan, it never made it there because the assignment finally filed in the land records is 6 years too late. Each one of these trusts has what we call a pooling and servicing agreement, and it has a cutoff and a closing date. And if the note's not conveyed into the pool by the closing date, which was generally 90 days after you signed the papers, It never made the trust pool. End of story. It's a void transaction.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and this is even what you're talking about. It's even in the mainstream news now. But it's kind of like, oh, big deal. We'll figure it all out. Figure it all out. I'm seeing it in the news all the time and getting calls where people have paid for houses still, and they're coming and saying, get out. And the courts, if you don't know what you're doing, will take your house, folks. That's why you got to read clouded titles. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. Your calls are coming up.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We're continuing through the hour with live overdrive here. Some stations carry it, a lot don't. Everybody can find the free video feeds at InfoWars.com/show. And the subscribers, of course, can see the nightly news 7 o'clock every night. I want to thank all the listeners for their support. We're just looking for justice here. He's got more news he hadn't gotten to on the latest stuff going on with Bank of America and others. But right now, we're going to go to your phone calls. Let me just ask you briefly, who is the worst of all these big six mega banks?
We see more of Wells Fargo. They hold more mortgages in America than any other lender, followed by Bank of America than Chase. There's a huge issue with WaMu and Chase because we're finding out now from depositions from Lawrence Nardi that Chase never actually got the loans. And the FDIC was controlling this whole thing. So, you know, we're still trying to drill down into that. And every time we try to get close, they move for protective orders, which means they're trying to cut off our discovery. Obviously, it's a procedural move, and we still need to keep that.
But, I mean, this is the whole government and the big banksters. This is a premeditated deal.
You know, it's hard to say it's premeditated, but when you look at the cause and effect, somebody's being influenced here because I can go to judicialwatch.org/judge, and hopefully I'm going to find, when I do a background on a federal judge, I'm going to find his financials. Sam Sparks here in Austin has 15 Ginnie Mae securitized portfolios in his financial statement that's recorded on judicialwatch.org/judge. And he was appointed by legislative an act from George H.W.,
it's unbelievable.
And he doesn't want MERS cases in his court. He bullies these attorneys out of here. I mean, this is what he does. Every attorney I've talked to complains that he yells at them and says, get that MERS case out of my face.
Unbelievable. Just let them do whatever they want. Lisa in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I have a similar issue that you're discussing today. Bank of America had a system error. They threw my house into foreclosure in their system, and they started sending my payments back.
Yeah, they call that a systems error.
Yeah, and then it took a month to fix, and then the system showed there was no payments there, so it threw my home back into foreclosure.
Yeah, no, they want to be able to show, from my research, that repeatedly you were in foreclosure, and they made a deal with you, but you didn't keep it, Judge. She's been back and forth three times. We move you, hand it over immediately. Am I correct that that's what's done some of the time? Because I've seen that where, oh, we give you a chance now.
It's worse than that. We have a case in Massachusetts right now where all these Bank of America contract workers and employees, whistleblowers, have come forward with sworn statements saying that we were told to not do loan mods at all. We were told the more loan mods you can deny, the better. In fact, the more loan mods you deny and get into foreclosure, the better chance you have to win a Target or Bed Bath & Beyond gift card.
Yeah!
Gotta love that.
Ruin old ladies' lives for 50 bucks, baby.
And this is
Judas right did now. It for 30 pieces of silver. You do it for nothing. Yeah.
It's out there. They literally are saying we were told to just go ahead and continue to do what they call dual track. In California, they've now passed SB 900, which prohibits dual tracking if they grant a loan mod. Well, what do you think? I mean, I'm not a big fan of loan mods because of the fact I know that dual tracking is going on at the same time. Dual track basically means they're taking money from you, even if it's reduced payments, and then they turn around and they're foreclosing on you and moving to foreclose at the same time they're taking your money. SB 900 says they can't do that anymore, so that's a bit of a reprieve for California homeowners.
Unbelievable. Let's talk to Larry in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is really interesting. You know, it used to be you could get a deed, and then you get, like, title insurance. Now it's just mirror stuff. What is the best vehicle or whatever you want to call it?
Oh, that's a good question. How do I buy a house? How do I do that?
It's amazing about title companies because the title companies, guess what, are the next target. What's happening here is the title companies, because a lot of them are MERS members, you know, members of MERS Corp. We should, you know, that's a new language out now. MERS is just a shell game. MERS Corp is the real entity, and this is who everyone is suing now, is MERS Corp. This is who Williamson County is getting ready to jump into the game down in Nueces County and file suit against MERS Corp.
Although, I want you to talk to my writers. They should do a report that Williamson County is set to sue MERS Corp.
Yeah, they are doing that. And, you know, the bigger picture, when you look at what the title companies are doing, if you look at, sir, your Schedule B on your owner's title policy, there's more than one kind of title policy. When you go to closing, you're actually paying for a lender's title policy. You're insuring the lender against all the misdeeds. Well, the lender already, if you ever notice these lawsuits, the lender claiming to own the property is listed MERS as a defendant. Why is that? Because they're coming after, and it appears they're suing all the unknown assignees in the MERS system to keep them from coming back later on after they take the house.
So like a king rat, it's in there running the others off as well. Like a hyena over the baby gazelle it's eating. I tell you what, sir, stay there. I want you to have a comeback to that. Larry in Michigan. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Every move the globalists make, every criminal action they engage in, we'll be watching you. By the way, this song is about 1984. A lot of people think it's a love song. It's not. And every word you say, the system wants to surveil us like we've done something wrong, while it has been caught engaging in every form of crime, abuse of the public you can imagine. And it just goes on and on. And then the tyranny, the black uniforms, the helicopters, the surveillance, is about protecting the corrupt ruling class that's taken over. And it's not like their corruption's making us wealthy. The British Empire, if you actually served it aggressively, you could actually get wealthy off of it in a lot of cases. And I would still say that was immoral. But this is an empire we pay for and then go bankrupt. And then they're all offshore on private jets going, It's so hilarious to the New World Order. David Krieger is our guest, and what an exciting document you have here. I want to get through the next 4 or 5 calls and then have you make some final comments here and tell us about some of the other big news out there. But you know, I wish this just wasn't true, because it's creepy knowing this much institutional corruption goes on. But hey, if we let the private Federal Reserve since 1913 issue tens of trillions of their own fiat currency and get interest off of it, well, why aren't they going to start more elaborate forms of usury and counterfeiting? I mean, where's the Secret Service when you need them? Because I'm no lawyer, but I do a lot of studying. This sounds like something the Secret Service would get involved in, because this debases the whole currency in the whole country.
Well, and then when you try to introduce competing currencies like Bitcoin and other things like that, they shut it off. You know, and this is something that's been ongoing. You know, we have people trying to insert their own brand of justice. This is a real problem because the system, and I teach these in my workshops, the system actually has tools to fight the system. You use the system's own tools against it. We have so many people out there trying to put what I describe as a giant square peg into a very small round hole, which is our justice system. And the problem is it doesn't fit. And so, you know, then they wonder why they're getting beat up. And the one thing that, you know, I have to clarify this and disagree with me if you want. That's what the phone line is for. But the thing is when you move, and this I teach you this in the seminar, when you are in this constitutional mindset, you know, 1101 says obligation of a contract shall not be impaired. Well, guess what? They have mortgages. They have deeds of trust. Those are contracts. When you sign the contracts at closing, if you want to help the system out, and you go into closing and you see your deed of trust or mortgage and it has an 18-digit number underneath it that says MERS, mortgage identification.
Don't be a party to the fraud.
Walk away from it. Stop getting MERS mortgages. That's what they want you to do. These refis especially are loaded with MERS. HELOCs, loaded with MERS. And by the way, the only saving...
Well, that's a good point. If the American people know all this now and go along with it, they become a party to the fraud.
Exactly. Yeah, the house I just bought, I told the bank, I said, no MERS, you don't sell it, you don't securitize it, you don't do anything with it, you hold it.
And that brings us back to the last guy. A lot of people I know that have been getting houses since all this came out the last really 4 or 5 years, but in the decade before, you can work with title companies, you can go get it clean, you can demand all that, can't you?
Well, no, actually, the title company can't clean your file. You have to go to court and do what's known.
But I'm not talking about after the fact. People are able, if you do it right, to go get a clean sale or cleaner, right?
Well, a lot of that depends on what the title company's willing to insure, because once it gets into the MERS system, understand that you have somebody who owned the property, and then they're going to convey it to you. But
listen, you don't agree that they're allowed to sell it over and over again.
No, I think that there's a real problem because of the fact that, you know, the note itself has been sold multiple times, and you have all of these people.
Oh, so it's bad because you're buying a note that's already bad.
Well, no, you're actually buying a property that may have been corrupted by multiple owners who recorded their interests.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And you don't know whether those interests, like you said earlier, are going to come back down the road and bite you in the
ass. So, wait, I mean, what do you do? Buy, even if it's raw land, it's going to have some history.
Well, not as much as, you know, with a house.
So you buy raw land and build on it.
That's my best bet. And then don't go to the bank and don't get a loan unless you happen to be one
of those. That sounds like the way the old timers did it.
Well, you know what? That's exactly what there's a new video out. That's not new, but it was by John Campbell. And he explained the way the old system works. You went to the bank. You knew who the banker was. The bank knew who you were. He knew where you worked. Everything was local. You didn't have to worry about him taking it and securitizing it on Wall Street. You knew that he was going to record his interest in the land records. And when you went down there, you knew who owned your loan. You knew who had a security interest.
And by the way, that's how towns work. Everybody knew your granddaddy. They knew you were a farmer. They knew you were going to build this house and pay on it. And that was the end of it. You got the loan because they knew who you were.
Exactly. And they wanted you to make the payments. Banks really don't want to own your house. You know, but the way the system is now, the bank said, look, we can make so much money taking all this stuff and structuring these adjustable rate mortgages. They're going to reset themselves years down the road. That we already know the homeowner has a breaking point because we know he makes this much. But if we can get him to get into a house this much when it doubles.
And that's what Clinton did on record going, we're going to give poor people loans. It was a giant swindle.
Well, that we call liar loans or ninja loans.
But it's okay because he's the first black president. You're right. And if you're against ripping off black people and minorities, you're a racist.
Well, sorry about that, but, you know, it happened. It cut across the complete...
No, I know, but that's what they say. They go, hey, you don't
sure.
talk, it's racist to talk about Obama.
It affects everybody.
Or Clinton.
You know, Frank in Michigan, or is it Larry? Is it Larry in Michigan?
Yeah, he just hung up, and I was going to go back to him, but what does he do then? How does he get a house?
Well, the thing is that, you know, when I looked for my house, I basically went through and I used the MERS system, and I looked up all the addresses to see if MERS was involved. If it was, I moved on. Unfortunately, MERS is affecting over 70 million pieces of property in America. That's 60% of all.
So that's it. You don't go with a MERS piece of property.
Yeah, you really try to find something. I mean, I really encourage, like I did the last time, before I bought a house, I actually bought 3/4 acre, put a house on it, paid cash, done. No, it was clean title. If somebody was going to foreclose on me, there would have to be some sort of history there. Unless somebody, like what happened in Williamson County to that poor fella who had two houses and sold one, and they used the wrong legal description. That's on the trustee. They have errors and omissions insurance. So do the title companies. Guess who underwrites most of the E&O? GE Capital Corporation. So we have mega corporations insuring mega corporations. And so in order to get around this, when you go to closing, look at where it says on your title policy, under Schedule B of your owner's policy, we cannot insure property or insure a claim if it's not recorded in the land records. Well, if it's not in the land records, we don't have to insure it, which means you get to pay the legal fees.
All right, let's go to JT Coyote out in Colorado. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I've been fighting the banks now for about 5 years. It seems like every time we get them to back down, then a new mortgage or mortgage company will come in and they start the proceeding over again. I pulled up a title search on the property and from the county clerk, and it's loaded with MERS clear back to the very first loan we got. So we've been holding them off by asking them basically to hold, show us a note. Show us that you own it, and then we'll pay you.
Yeah, well, that's another angle is use their fraud. A lot of people do this to stay in the house without paying to get some of your money back. Is that what you're doing?
Well, that's what we're attempting to do because the amount of, as the loan matured, you know, as each payment, it would get higher and higher and higher until there was a point where, you know, there was no way we could make enough money to pay the monthly payment. And then one of us lost our job, and boom, we were in foreclosure.
And I remember you write for Infowars.com sometimes, and you're a well-known pro-gun guy. You even got SWAT-teamed when you were showing the house, was it 4 or 5 years ago, that realtors saw the reloading equipment in the basement. And now the Seattle mayor is saying, if you see a gun, call the police, even if it's in somebody's house. Seattle mayor to launch gun-free zone program for private businesses and other areas as well. I'm just a side issue, just what a police state this country is. But well, what's your question specifically for our guest, Dave Krieger?
What I would like for David to address is how one can clear the MERS from the title. Is there any way, including litigation, to clear?
All right, well, let's get his answer on that. Thank you, JT. Go ahead.
Well, here's the big thing, JT. You've got a lot of MERS mortgages. You just said you went to the land records and you pulled all this stuff up, and you see MERS in there. That means each time you took out a MERS loan, multiple intervening assignees bought and sold your loan on Wall Street over and over and over again. So when that happened, now you have all these specific chances for unknown people, unknown parties down the road to come back and foreclose even after the fact. Let's say that you decide to sell your house. You couldn't sell it with all those mortgages there because, one, if you know you can't convey clear title, and there's even conditions in your title policy that say if you know something to be an error and you don't tell the title company about it, they don't have to cover you.
So it's fraud all the time when most mortgages have this in it and people are selling houses.
It makes you wonder why we even have title policies in the first place if the title companies aren't going to insure. Now it's turning out to be one of these games where the title company's looking for every reason why not to pay. But yet you cough up $700 for an owner's policy at closing. But to answer your question, JT, you're looking at basically quieting title. There's your litigation. But the problem with quiet title is, you know, even a convey, here's an argument for you. If I go into court and I'm standing in front of a judge and I say, Your Honor, look at it this way. I've got a situation here where I've got MERS all over my mortgage, and I believe that there are unknown intervening assignees that might claim an interest. If I sell this property in order to help the lender mitigate his damage, I'm fine and I can't do that. I can't even sell my house because the title's clouded, but yet you're going to give this to the bank, judge, and they're going to turn around and sell it to some other sucker, investor or homeowner that's going to come in and literally inherit all your problems when you convey.
And that's their master plan with Too Big to Fail. With everything, they get you to invest in the fraud, and now you don't want to end it because everything's connected to it.
Right.
And then they have a crisis where that collapses, and they get more power promising to fix it, and then that collapses. This is their plan.
Well, the problem is here, the judiciary, the court system we've got in America hasn't seen anything yet. It's about to get jammed up and jelly tight.
Well, all I can say is, folks, do what they say and hand over your house to the foreign banks, or you're racist. I agree with MSNBC. You're like, what does this have to do with racism? I don't know, but we're all racist. Let's talk to Vincent in Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? Dave?
Good, sir. Welcome.
First-time caller, official one-year listener. Bing Cosby woke me up.
Well, good to have you on board, my friend. Go ahead.
My question is, back in the mid-late 90s when housing started going crazy and people were getting these zero-interest loans and, you know, zero-job loans, and I was scratching my head back then, and then we had the big housing bubble. Now what you're seeing on TV is all these reverse mortgages, and I think they're trying to attack the older people that's actually paid off homes. I wanted to know what was your guys' thoughts on reverse mortgages. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, sir. That's a good question. Dave Krieger here, our clouded titles expert.
You know, it's amazing if you ever study the Harry Dent and the Dent method, he can gauge over a 36-year period how the economy shapes itself. Well, this thing kind of threw a monkey wrench, this whole mortgage debacle, threw a monkey wrench in the thing. So you see all the middle class right now, the baby boomers at average age of 42, buying homes and getting into the situation now with what Vincent's talking about, and they're getting these loans that are ninja loans, no income, no job, no assets, liar loans where it's stated income, just tell us how much you make. Well, I'll tell you what, you only make $10,000 a year, let's add a zero to the back end, now you make $100,000, we can get you a loan. Countrywide's, you know, bank officials rumored to say, hey, if you can fog up a mirror, we'll give you a loan. So here they're attacking the middle class. By the time they get to the baby boomer, see, they got to have another way to take care of the third of the population now that's over 65 that's taxing the health industry. And so what they've got to do
is bring death panels in.
Yeah, and that's well, now we have to have reverse mortgages because now they want to attack the state and take all the equity, whatever equity you have, and they'll bleed that out using a reverse mortgage. I don't like them. I wouldn't recommend them.
Well, what about these balloon mortgages, these adjustable rates and all the rest of it?
Those are insane, Alex. I don't know why anybody would take one of those. I have clients calling me, or wannabe clients calling me, and they said, well, we found out in 2009 that we've signed an interest-only mortgage. And I went, wait a minute, you're in Wisconsin, that's a deficiency state. Oh, my God. You have that OMG moment? Well, realize that what they've signed basically is rent with a penalty at the end, a penalty that they will go to court and take everything you own until it's all fully collected once they've sold your house. Because, I mean, you literally have no equity. This couple took all their 401k, threw it all into their late payments to bring it up to speed, and still got behind because he was on unemployment. So this family is making, literally, they got $2,000.
Yeah, I mean, at a certain point.
It's a sad story.
No, I mean, these globalists all declare bankruptcy and walk away, and they always say that's immoral to declare bankruptcy. But when the whole system's rigged against you, I'm not going to give people individual advice, but just walk away. Declare bankruptcy. Don't pay any of it. It's all a fraud anyways.
Well, that's why I put Section 3, Strategic Default, in the book, because you got to know what your options are, and that's where you'll find them, in Section 3 of the book.
Absolutely, because they're just going to skin you up one side and down the other. I mean, it's like, yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable because they just use us like schmucks if we sit there and, quote, do the right thing and they're fraud.
I mean, we're hardworking, honest Americans. We want to do the right thing.
But it doesn't matter. You pay them everything you got and they still cheat you.
Exactly. And that's the problem, especially when you're dealing in issues like dual track and you've got the mega banks who played in more of these derivatives than the little guys did.
Man, I sure wish we could just arrest all these bankers.
I wish we could, too, but I think we're going to have to change presidents to get that done.
Yeah, what's your take on Obama and all this?
This guy has done relatively little, if anything, to fix this program. HAMP is a joke. A total joke in my book. In fact, I put it in the book. I don't rely on HAMP. Very few people.
It was just a stalling technique.
Well, I mean, this is it. When you go to get a loan mod and you think you're eligible for HAMP, I mean, you need to run the numbers first.
So it's worse. It's more false hope.
That's exactly it. They want to give you hope. They want to keep you hanging on. But what really is bothering me is one of my clients from a week ago said, we got a letter, and I actually saw the letter, and the bank actually told them, you haven't been late enough on your payments for us to do a loan mod. I'm going, gee, how late do you need to be? 90 days?
They want to jack it up.
No, it's 90 days. What happens if there's default insurance? 90 days elapses. The bank goes to the insurance carrier and says, hey, they're in default. It's been over 90 days. Pay up. The bank has been made whole, and they're still coming after your property.
Unbelievable.
And then they go cash in. They've got all these derivatives. And
fraud on fraud on fraud on fraud.
You know what the CDS is? It's an insurance policy. It's a side bet. Guess what happens? You know, like Detroit, they're in Chapter 9. Why are they in Chapter 9? Because they bought these bonds. A lot of these municipalities, there's at least 20 that were listed just on Yahoo.
David, Auto. Stop right there. Folks can go to your website and sign up for your different events that you put on. We sell the book Clouded Titles by David Krieger at Infowars.com. You can link through at Infowarsstore.com. Everyone should read this. It's the best book out there with the real facts, not any patriot mythology stuff. This is the real deal. Available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or calling 888-253-3139. I got to a lot of callers, but I'm out of time. Joe, Rita, Bill, Jason, I apologize. Love to get you back up soon on the phone to take their phone calls. We're going to rebroadcast after this break because I got a lot of work to do. I'm going to get exhausted if I keep going. I'm going to interview you for Obama Deception 2. Everybody and their uncles in it, you're going to do a great job. I got the nightly news coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central. This is a fight, folks, and bending over is only going to make it worse. You got to stand up.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
get in this mindset of focusing on what's happening, and it hits me how real all this is. This is not a game. The things we talk about here, if you're a new listener, are really happening. Our government really runs Al-Qaeda worldwide. Our government really backs the Muslim Brotherhood to burn up and blow up 60-plus churches in the last week. Our government really supports every wicked, evil thing you can imagine to destabilize the world because they make money off of it coming and going. Our government is illegitimate. Our government is a fraud, openly abolishing the Bill of Rights and Constitution and all the protections that go along with it right now. That's what every analyst across the board points out, is that it's all happening right now. This is big. This is real. This is serious. This is pertinent. This is going to affect everyone. And to all the yuppies and trendies that think it protects them, that they act like they don't care about anything, you are living in the last days of our free republic and the last shadow, you know, under the wings of the republic. But it's now already fading away, and all the prosperity is going out the door with it. We are becoming, like everybody else, slaves run by the corrupt El Jefes, the corrupt New World Order King Rats. And now is the time to decide what you're going to do about it. And it doesn't mean you got to save the world by yourself. It means you got to do a little something, say no to things, stand up to being treated like a slave, learn your rights, learn your freedoms, and become aggressive in the prosecution of liberty against tyranny. A free people will not be slaves. You have to decide you're free and then act like you're free. If you act like you're a slave, you'll be a slave. It's very simple. Let's go to Cole in Georgia. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Alex.
Hey, brother.
It's nice to finally get to talk to you. I want to know how everything is going on in Egypt and about the military giving aid to the people in Egypt. I was just kind of curious about what's going on.
Well, our military, it's not our military, our captured military has been giving aid to... If you go back 3.5, well, really 4 years ago, Google, on record, created the Arab Spring. The West ordered the military to run a coup, basically, against the dictator of Egypt, Hosni Mubarak, to then have the whole fake election and have Google test social networking to put Morsi in, who's basically an Al-Qaeda-type person. And then they've had just over a year and a half just murdering Christians, crucifying Christians and others in the presidential palace grounds. I mean, just it's been hell on earth because everywhere the globalists go, they want to kill Christians, just to give you an idea of who they really are. Baptist, Coptic, Catholic, they don't care. You're dead. You're dead. And our government did that. And so they've been giving them propaganda advice and have been giving money to those groups. And now you notice our media for the last couple of weeks keeps calling them protesters as they machine gun people, burn people, throw people off roofs, and the military shoots them to stop them. And then they're called, oh my gosh, on CNN, the military's killing people. CNN loves them killing people at Waco. CNN loves it when the police beat your head in here. And I'm not saying the Egyptian military is perfect. The truth is, they've broken with the globalists because they're trying to bring their country down. I'm going to come back to you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.